Thee Will I Love, My Strength, My Tower. It's the hymn we're going to be taking a look at on this Rumination Tuesday, October the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2018. I walked into the studio, and guess who I met? Henry Gehrke standing outside.
Where did you get that melody for that hymn?
That's
I don't know. Different melody.
And Henry says that he was here. Did you know they have a choir at the International Center? I didn't.
No, I did not know.
And they're singing today, and he practices with them every Wednesday. So that's what he was doing. By the way, that wasn't Henry Gehrke's voice. Unfortunately, it was Mark Smith, who is not on an assignment today.
Sorry, I'm not Henry Gehrke today.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, well, he's a good substitute for you.
Well,
and
I'm sure
normally
he is.
He's not available because he's doing a Bible study with pastors, but they were also on assignment at the same place you went to.
I know. Yeah, I'm sure they were.
So that was really good. Thee Will I Love, My Strength, My Tower. Is that by Martin Luther?
No. The text is Johann Scheffler.
But
and our friend Catherine Winkworth.
Yes, she translated.
She did the translation. Oh, I tell you, she sure gets around.
Do you know who Johann Scheffler was?
No, haven't a clue. Someone in the 17th century.
Yes. He was an individual who converted from what to what? From Lutheranism to Roman Catholicism.
Oh, he did?
Yes. And he wrote a series of devotional songs of mystic quality. Many of them are unsuitable for Lutheran worship. This is one of several of his hymns on the subject of the soul's clinging love to the Savior that is unsurpassed. And so this is, you know, we do not say, if you're not Lutheran, we're not going to put you in the hymnal. We take a look at how the person writes the hymn.
Right.
And
exactly.
If it's suitable.
The content. Sure.
Yes. Yes. And, we're going to get into some really interesting things.
It reminds me the other day, we have a Roman Catholic church just across Watson Road from us.
Oh, yeah.
And I hadn't heard their chimes, but they had chimes.
Yes.
And guess what hymn?
A Mighty Fortress.
A Mighty Fortress is our God.
More Roman Catholics are using that.
Yes,
now.
Sure.
Now, they do change a couple of words.
and they don't show the author, right?
Yeah, I had somebody in my cab, Uber, and I said, Luther, you follow Martin Luther King? And I said, no, we follow King Martin Luther. when did he live? There is such an ignorance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Not only of history, but of the Bible. It reminds me in the political realm. Do you know how many people refuse to honor yesterday as Columbus Day, including the city of Columbus?
Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
Yes, I heard about that.
This is
ridiculous. It was on the news.
Yes, and that's how bad the public schools are.
It is. Well, somebody asked me yesterday, when was the Cold War?
Oh, yeah. Well, it occurred in the Arctic when soldiers went against Santa Claus. You might as well say that because they're going to believe it. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I'll tell you. History, you know, and one of my majors in college was history, and I'll tell you what, the history is not being taught.
No.
It's not being taught.
Not
today. It's
at
a
all.
Shame.
It's being,
because if you don't know history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Yeah, and it's being revisited and changed and this.
Revisionism.
Aren't you kind of love with Civil War stuff?
Civil War buff, yes. Civil War and World War II, yes. Oh, yes.
Really?
I'm big
Why
time.
Not World War I?
You know, I'm interested in World War I, but I don't know. Those are just...
Let me ask you this question, because they were asking it on television. Nobody knew the answer. When did World War I begin? What year?
Well, in 1914.
Very good.
Yeah, but we didn't get into it till 1917. Yeah.
Right, when Pearl Harbor was attacked. Okay. See, I know history, too. That's what we learned. All right, I'm going to ask you a question before we get to this hymn. We've been talking about it. Are you a vertical or horizontal?
Vertical. I don't know what you mean.
Yes.
I do not know what you mean.
I know. It is amazing. I've been reading some articles on this, particularly by an individual who's not Lutheran, but boy, was he good. When we were at the seminary, I remember the vertical and horizontal, and they said, here's how it was explained. You first have to have a vertical relationship with God
right.
before you can appropriately have a horizontal relationship with your neighbor.
Right.
Because until you have the Holy Spirit in you, all your works will be good works out of self-interest.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
And so the vertical always
precedes the horizontal.
Exactly. And another way of saying that, justification precedes
sanctification.
Exactly. Yeah. Hmm. But this guy did something totally different. And I have been using it in sermons, Bible studies since I heard it, and it just really works. I had more positive comments from preaching last Sunday about it than I've had in most sermons.
No kidding.
They said, boy, that was really helpful. Because here's what I believe. When a pastor does a sermon, theology is the art of making distinctions. And so we help people understand distinctions or the Bible by using distinctions. For example, you've got a passage where it says Jesus is God. Then you have another passage which says he doesn't know what day judgment day is coming. If you don't know the distinction between his humiliation and exaltation, you will think that's a contradiction in the Bible.
Right.
And so when you explain that distinction,
sure.
that when he humbled himself and became a human being, he didn't lose those attributes. He did not make use of them.
Did not make use of them.
Yeah, it's something
yes.
you once corrected
yes,
me
that's
on.
Right.
Yeah, well, just remember that.
Thanks to H. Richard Klon.
Oh, great one. So, at any rate, I'm talking about Richard Klon, not you. Well, here's a new way that he is talking about it. And he got into it with the increase of nuns. And what do we mean by that?
Well, do you mean sisters or do you mean neither? No, non-attendees.
Yes, N-O-N-E-S.
Okay, all right.
And
people that don't go to church.
Exactly.
All right.
And here's what he came up with, and it's amazing. He says that what nuns, what have happened to them, they have left the vertical and are now only dealing with the horizontal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And here's how he explains it. In Luther's day, the big question was, how do I find a gracious God?
Yes, right.
Coram Deo. How do I stand before God?
Right, right.
Today, the nuns and many not at church believe in coram omnibus. How do I stand before my neighbor?
Right.
And what they're looking for is a gracious neighbor.
Gracious neighbor.
Good luck.
How do I please my neighbor?
Exactly.
How do I please my neighbor, right? And again, you need to remind people, we're not talking about sisters here. We're talking about non-attendees, people that don't go to church anymore.
Yes, okay. Exactly. Not Roman Catholic sisters. Okay. Here's where he's so brilliant. Freud taught that...
Sigmund Freud.
Yes, you can understand people if you understand they're repressing their sexuality. He says, no, they're not. What they're repressing is their mortality.
They're repressing their mortality.
That everyone's going to die.
Uh-huh. And who is this gentleman you're talking about?
I'm not getting to that right now.
Oh.
I mean, remember, I'm a super plagiarist, and I'll give you all the stuff later on. I don't want to waste time with it right now.
Okay.
Because it's not available for lay people.
Oh, I see.
So at any rate, this mortality is really interesting because... The way they suppress their mortality is they become self-righteous. They want to look good in the eyes of others.
Right, right.
And that never works.
Never works, no.
And it suddenly hit me all kinds of things. The increase in the numbers of suicide.
Oh, yes.
Is occurring there.
Yeah, because they can't please their neighbor.
No, no. They can't please us. So now we have this understanding of vertical, horizontal, and it's found everywhere in the Bible. Adam and Eve. Vertically, God says, do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Horizontally, Satan says, no, if you eat of it, you'll become like God, mm-hmm. and you'll know good and evil.
Good and evil, right.
So they follow the horizontal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I haven't found a Bible passage when God is criticizing someone that he's not criticizing them for thinking horizontally. And so I wanted to have this short beginning because I'm going to be talking about it again on Thursday, probably with Wes Reimnitz. Tomorrow, the Bible study, we're going to talk about the Ten Commandments in a way that I think 90% of Lutherans have never heard about the Ten Commandments. Hmm. So that's what tomorrow's going to be, the Bible study.
Yes.
So
and let's see, we do have a hymn before us today.
Let's go to the hymn, if you will stop talking. And let's see if the vertical horizontal is in here. First stanza.
It's strongly vertical, yes. Thee will I love, my strength, my tower. Thee will I love, my hope, my joy. Thee will I love with all my power. With ardor time shall ne'er destroy. Thee will I love, O light divine, so long as life is mine. It's pretty vertical.
And the reason we're vertical, the reason we love, is actually the last phrase in the first hymn.
The first verse, let's see, so long as life is mine.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You see.
Then we go horizontal.
Exactly. Yeah, because we're afraid of mortality.
Right.
There it is right there. We don't have mortality. There's two ways to help a person who's lonely, vertical or horizontal. Horizontal, you would maybe get other members of the congregation to write them letters or go out with them and make them feel comfortable, a lot like the Mormons do. That's why they're very successful, because they work on the horizontal level. Vertically, you would start reminding them of the promises of God.
Absolutely.
I will never leave you nor forsake
you. That's right.
And
you
many
direct them to that.
Exactly.
That's really the power.
And all of a sudden, this was really good, this article, because he was saying that people have a fear of death. And death doesn't just mean dying, but it means being alone, not having relationships with others, this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you base your life on the horizontal, you'll end up with a lot more divorces. And the other thing he said, and see if you can figure out what this word means, because I didn't when he said it. I had to look it up, although I should have known it. He says a lot of people are anomie, A-N-O-M-I-E.
Anomity.
No, anomie.
Anomie.
Yes.
Hmm.
Here's a hint.
What does it mean?
The Greek.
Oh.
Anomi is from nomos.
Nomos. Oh,
law.
Sure. Yeah, law.
And
right.
Ah means without law.
Right.
And you know what he says?
Uh-huh.
When you live on the horizontal level, you have no knowledge of proper morals. You can do anything you want.
Anything goes.
As
long as you can please your neighbor. Whatever
No. As long as you are pleasing to your neighbor.
That's what I said.
No, you said please the neighbor. No, they don't care about pleasing the neighbor.
As long as he is pleased by you.
Yes.
As long as
No, you're still missing it. As long as you get the credit.
Okay.
As long as people are pleased with you, and that's why living on the horizontal, you're totally manipulative.
Yeah, it's selfish.
Oh, I love watching these murder things. And every time the guy kills his girlfriend, who he's been living with for 6 years, is because she's not treating him properly horizontally. Hmm. She's looking at other guys. He gets jealous. So he shoots her. I see it on TV all the time. There's a new program on called the FBI.
Yes.
I wasn't sure I wanted to watch it because everything's so politically correct. But they were not. Their second one was really good. It was ISIS, and they were looking for young people who would, their particular thing was spraying poison at buffets on the food.
Oh, boy.
And the first scene, you've got about 10, 20 people just falling down. And really sick.
How can you watch this stuff, Tom? Is there better stuff to watch on TV?
No, because I'm making a point. ISIS found the young people who would do it, they would look specifically for people who were lonely, for people who didn't have a right relationship with their parents.
Wanted attention.
Yes,
they wanted their 15 minutes of fame.
And ISIS is just tremendous at manipulating these young women, making promises to them. We'll take you to Saudi Arabia and you'll be, you know, having all kinds
of
wonderful things.
I don't see how they can get sucked into that stuff.
Are you kidding? You went to a seminary where the professors got sucked into not believing the Bible.
Yeah.
So what are you talking about? The devil is powerful.
Absolutely, he sure is.
Yeah.
Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
That's true. And we went through a whole thing at the seminary where the vast majority of professors didn't believe that anymore. It was just unbelievable. When I went to the senior college in Fort Wayne and met these profs who didn't believe the miracles and this sort of thing, it didn't bother me a bit. And the reason it didn't bother me, I mean, I was still against them,
sure,
is because I have been raised by parents. My dad was Sunday school superintendent, president, my mother and all kinds of ladies' aid stuff.
Never knew a stranger.
And we always had a Bible study every night at dinner.
Oh, wow.
So this is what we need to do with our young people so they don't become nuns.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. The horizontal becomes more enticing than the vertical.
Yeah, I understand.
And I'm starting to use this now in my taxi cab. I just assume that they're horizontals and see, talk about the vertical. It says...
A new denomination in the making. Horizontalism. Oh, what would you call it? Verticalism?
No.
The Lutheran Church of Vertility.
At the end of the services last week, as people walked out, I said, are you a vertical or a horizontal? And all of them said, I'm a vertical. Except one lady who said, I'm a horizontal. And then she thought, oh, no, I'm a vertical. When in reality, we're both.
Right.
We're 100% sinner, 100%.
That's right.
In Christ, we're verticals. We're not going to get through this, but I want you to read number five.
Thee will I love, my crown of gladness. Thee will I love, my God and Lord. Amid the darkest depths of sadness, and not for hope of high reward. For thine own sake, O light divine, so long as life is mine.
Talk about fitting with this vertical horizontal. Remember, the fear is death, so long as life is mine. And I want you to read the fourth part, the fourth sentence there.
The fourth sentence, fourth line?
Yes.
And not for hope of high reward. Yes. Not to be pleased in the horizontal way, right?
Not for hope of high reward. We don't do things to please God and get a reward of salvation.
Uh-huh. Right. Do we do it because we love him?
We do it spontaneously.
As a response to the gospel.
That's what the vertical means. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate that a lot of Christians, if you ask them, if you die tonight, will you go to heaven or hell? They'll say, well, I'll go to heaven. Why? Well, I'm not as bad as other people. Or Lutherans tend to say, well, I have faith. And I say, you know, you sound like a Pharisee. Thank God I have this and that, unlike others. No, it's not faith that saves you. That's not the cause of your salvation. It's the death of him on the cross.
Absolutely.
And so I'm using this vertical, horizontal, all over the place. And I'm getting in the minds of the people I'm preaching to think that every time they sin, they have become a horizontal.
Mm.
Every sin is a horizontal.
Uh-huh.
They're thinking about themselves. How many times do you hear on television, a crook is caught robbing a bank and he had a partner and they say, tell us who your partner is. And he'll say, what's in it
for me?
Yes. That's horizontalism.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's filled everywhere. And what we need to understand is the people leaving the church have been sucked into the devil's horizontalism. and they are looking on the horizontal level. And he said, they will never get self-justified by the horizontal, unless you're a Pharisee, where you go around and pray in the middle of everybody and everybody looks up to you, until Jesus comes along and says, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you don't have a ghost of a chance of getting to heaven. Talk about a shocking statement.
Yes.
Because they were all trying to be like the Pharisees.
Yeah. And then Peter says, well, what about us? We've left all to follow you.
There's a horizontal again. In fact, if you keep this vertical horizontal in your mind, you'll find it everywhere. Because a lot of Christians believe they want to keep the Ten Commandments and obey them so they can please God and he will love them. Mm-hmm. Forgetting John 3:16.
Uh-huh.
For God so loved
the world.
The unbelievers.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what the word world means there. That he gave his only begotten son. So take a look. I don't know. Have you decided what you're preaching on this Sunday?
I think it's going to be the gospel, Mark 10.
Yeah, but they did something with Mark 10 I can't believe. They stop at verse 22. Disheartened by the saying, the rich man went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
Yes, yes.
Next week are the rest of the verses where Jesus says how difficult it is for those who have wealth, and with man it's impossible. Well, what? I don't know why they divide. You cannot understand.
Well, we've spent how many weeks on Mark 10 now? I mean, you know.
Well, no, this is the year for Mark.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't mind spending weeks on.
Not at all.
But they ought to put the things together where they fit. I mean, the man goes away sorrowful.
They should consult you.
Well, they certainly should.
Great one.
They
should run
one.
This by you before they break up those lessons.
Because here's the last part of the gospel. You lack one thing, go sell all that you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. That's where it ends.
Here ends the gospel for today.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for the gospel. And here's another $10 for the church. So I can have treasure in heaven. That's why this last verse, that I do all this love, not for hope of high reward.
Right.
And why can he not do it for hope of high reward? Because he already has the high reward.
The highest reward possible.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Forgiveness of sins.
Life and salvation.
Yes. Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Yes. So every now and then, in fact, people were talking about when I preached on it, and I did a lot more than I did. In fact, it was about a 40-minute sermon because we didn't have the Lord's Supper. I always do longer sermons. And they said, boy, that's really going to be helpful to be able to use in talking to friends, relatives, and neighbors who've fallen from the church. Once you start understanding the following the horizontal, what, as this writer says, with the horizontal, you help people by getting self-righteous by their works to others. But with the vertical, how do you help them get rid of fear of death? You give them the absolution.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And all of a sudden, death is no longer a problem.
Absolutely.
We got to do better preaching. I am just getting so sick and tired of hearing so many sermons these days that are simply repeat of the text with no long gospel of it. It's just story time. I don't know what's... Boy. All right. Thanks so much for no longer being on assignment. Next Tuesday, we'll be back.
We'll be back.
Tomorrow, be back. Bible study. God bless.
At 9:30 on KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check payable to Concordia Mission Society and mail it to Tom Baker, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. To give online, visit lawandgospel101.com or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962. Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.